למד חסמת בייס, really daf lamad chesam adal of the last two words on the bottom of the yomid. Omar Rove Hilchis Givriso Ikele Mishma Mimin Hoge de Halila. There are a lot of halachas gedolos one can derive from the minhagim, which were noyig in the Beis HaKnesses of Rove. So from this we can derive a multitude of halachas. Let us see what Rashi says. It's from what we can witness that the minig is in the botik nisiyas, kin meforish v'ozul, sho yu noigim lanois alaluko shtei po'omim v'lo yoysa. And the Beis HaKnesses bizman rove, like this, we had Rashi in the Mishnah said, that those who were yoysa with the halal of the shatz, they were only halaluka al kol dova v'dova. Bismaneinu, we only say two times halaluka v'lo yoysa. V'oimrim kol ha-halal im ha-mikra ad hoidu. And the oilam says together with the shatz till hoidu, they say together. V'oinin hoidu acho. And then he says hoidu, and then they answer hoidu. V'choizrin v'koirin imoy. And then they continue saying, Ad ono, v'oinin ono hishi ono, v'ono atzlich ono achot, k'moisha ono oisin. V'ein zu ke kriyas orishoinim, this kriya is not like the kriya that was b'zman ha-mishneh. There was a different say, they didn't say, in shoya oinim aleluka al kordovo, k'demrinim b'masnisin d'ocho b'soyte. From the minig which is prevalent now, we can learn out what is the ikar kriyas halok shetiknu atchila. When they were mesaken halol, so how were they mesaken the amiras halol? What shall how they were mesaken? Vishakel chayovim bekriyosi. Everyone is mechuyev to be a kairay halol. Not everyone is a boki to say the halal. Tiknu, so they were mesaken echad koire v'acherim shoymim. V'akoy loini miktsas, and the shoymim say a little bit. V'achshav, shekol b'nei k'naisi yaseinu b'ki. But now, b'zmaneinu, that everyone in shul is a boki. V'koirin oisoy kulo, everyone lanes the whole halal by themselves. Va'afal pikein oinin shtei pa'omim halaluka. Afal pikein, even though we're saying the whole halal, we answer twice halaluka. Va'hoidu la'ashem, va'onu, va'ono, mikanonu yecheilum lilmoid, ma'tikna rishoinim lanois, what the takonis rishoinim was, to answer lemi she'ein bekiyim ula bekiyim. Let us see Taisvis. Ilchasa givrisa ikala mishma mimin hoge da halela. Bemokim shal rove o yukulam bekiyim bahalo. Bo yukulam koirim esahalo im shliach tzibo. Kamoisha ono koirim achshav. Ho yusoyim chimol of klal kada perish bekuntres. O shanogu lishanois bahanoch duchti de maporish vahilech. But they made a few shinuyim. They lilmoid mehem halacha lemaise, the shinuyim alimudim, to learn halacha lemaise leboki, how a boki dafsechfirim, ulemisha einoi boki, the godol mikro iso, and how an eini boki should feel sich if there's a godol that's saying the halo, oikotov, umash einonu noigim achshev lases kei. So why don't we do this? Mishub de minhogi korilei, because the Rav Gufa said this was a minig, and by a minig, the klal is veiched, the loinog, a minig is totally, if there is such a minig, so then here's a teres minig, if the minig is not prevalent, so there's no din minig. Now, the Gemara starts explaining. The first thing was, who oimer halleluka, vehein oimrim halleluka. As soon as they started halal, first the shat said halaluka, and then everyone answered halaluka. Mikan shem mitzveh lanois halaluka. So it's a mitzveh to say halaluka. Let us see Rashi. Hu aimer halaluke, vehein aimerim halaluke, mikan she mitzvah lanis halaluke. Mimashanu noyegim, she amikro peiseyach bahalaluke. The shat starts off by saying halaluke, va'onu shoiskim. We don't say it together with him. We keep quiet. And when he finishes saying halaluke, va'inim achav halaluke, v'hu shoisik. Bein onu maschilim likris imei kiseidah, shonu goimrim imrei shara halo. That means after halaluke, then everyone starts saying together, halo Hashem Hashem. So, but by the halaluke, it's a different seidah. He says first, and then he keeps quiet, and we answer. L'meidim onu mikan, shem mitzveh lanois halaluke b'psichosoi, v'afilu lebekiyim. So from this we learn, that as when we start hallel, that the first word of hallel is a mitzvah lanais, means everyone is saying the halleluka, but it should be said with a inyan of kriye and aniyah. This is a mitzvah. This is a filu aboki that is saying hallel, but the first words of hallel should be said with a kriye and an aniyah. Let us see Taisvis. Hu aimer halaluka, shliach tzibur. Bat tzibur aynim achav halaluka. Vuhu shoysik ad sheyano. So Taisvis says, vahashta aynim meforish eich mevolchem. And what's with the broche? Shegam at tzibur chayovim levorich koidim sheyaschilu. Vishemo, kulom mevolchem yachat, the broche they make together. So now Taisvis is Ma'orer a problem. Taisvis is Ma'orer if the Brocha they say together, so the Brocha they say, Shadu Ritzvaisu Ritzivonu, the Likra is a Halel, and then they keep quiet, and the Shad says, Haleluka. Then they say Haleluka. So Taisvis says, so it comes out that they made a broche and they keep quiet. Ein lochush bekach. Nishkefelach. So the pashtus of Taisvis, I suppose, is that, so you're waiting, how long does it say to say halleluka? So these 2 seconds, so start saying after the 2 seconds. That's Poshib Shat and Taishvis. I had a shtikel ha'orem. Going to the Ramesha Steinbuch Shlita and the Godem Me'adam Azmanim. He brings down as follows. A Rambam Poisek Perik Yodalet Aloche Gimel Mehilchas Tfilah. The Benesias Kapayim Ein Lahakreis Amila Yevarechecha. That's the Loshna Rambam, and that's in Shulchan Aruch, there are 2 days. But the Rambam sheet is, the Kahanim say, Shekidishonu B'kdushosu Shalachim, Sivonu L'voiches Ami Yisrael B'yavo Yevarechecha. And then later, they're Makri, but Yevarechecha, they say without, don't want to be Makri then. So he says, "V'hainu time, what's takip shat? She birches hamitzvus chomo. A birches hamitzvus is very chomo. Vein lahavsik me habroche lemitzve afilu kidei shehiye lishmoya me hashatz yivorechecha." So the Rambam holds that he made a birches hamitzvah lebroches ham Yisrael biyavo, so you're not permitted to be mavsik the shehiye to say yivorechecha. So therefore you have to say right away, Yivarechecha. So I hear Ha'ore, so if there's a problem in the Yivarechecha, so we have the same problem in the Haleluka. Here Taisha says, Ein Lochush Bekach. So one of the two, I mean, the Ramos says, we also say Yivarechecha. So Baistachois, it's not too gefährlich. But perhaps, I thought perhaps this inyan could be there's a difference between the that what the Makri says Yivarechecha and and the halaluk over here. I mean, we're going to have later, there's a mitzvah, lanes, roshe, prokim, afilu lebetiyim. I mean, that Rashi says over here, this din, this is afilu, a person is a boki. And let us see what it says here first, before we go into the problem. That afilu, a person is a boki, and he's going to say the whole halal himself, afal pikeim, there's a seder that it should be said, the shatz, and the shatz would say first halalukah, and then they should say halalukah also. So it would seem the inyan of this is not that they're yoitze with the kriya of the shatz, because they're saying themselves halalukah. But it seems, just like we had mentioned yesterday, there's an inyan of zimun, there's a seder, that there's a birchas amozin that is said al yedei shneim. The mezamin says the broche, and the others are maskim on the broche. Kalayna amen is could be just like also saying the broche, but it's an oifen of saying with a haskomen. And there's such a seder kishem Hashem ekohav ugoidel alakeinu. So it seems there is such a seder that the hallow should be said in such a seder. That there should be the Bichas HaMozin should be said in such a say, the Kishem Hashem Ekov Ugoidel Lokeinu, that's the Inyan of Zimun. So it could be there's an Inyan of Halal also, that also should be said in such a Seder, that the Shatz is say first to the Tziba Halaluka. This has nothing to do with the Hiyas HaMitzah Filu to Abaki. The Shatz is say Halaluka, and then the Tziba answers Halaluka. So that is the oifen the halal should be said. So it could be this is not a hefsik whatsoever. It means bishlamer by birchas koyinim. The broche of the koyinim is yivorechecha. That's my broche. That's my ma'isa mitzvah. I'm making a broche shekidishonu b'tushosi shalang v'tzivonu v'orechas amisro ba'avet. The broche is yivorechecha. So to wait till he'll say yivorechecha could be there. It's a hefsik. But over here, the oifen of likroy es halal, the oifen of kriyas halal is such an oifen that the shat says halaluka. So this is a chelik of the mitzvah. Even though I'm waiting, I'm quiet, and nothing's doing now, this is a hefsik. This is the oifen how the kriya should be. The kriya should be of a kriya that the shat is koire to the tziba halaluka, and the tziba, it's a kriya, and then an iya, they say halaluka. So it could be, That there's no stira between what Taisa says and what how Rav Sternberg says Pshat and the Rambam by Birchas Koyne. Who Omer now? Weiter they keep quiet and he says Hallelu Avdei Hashem vehein Omerim Halleluka mikan Shimhoyo Godol Mikro Oisoi Oina Achov Halleluka. Let us see Rashi. Hu aima halalu avdei Hashem, veinoimrim halaluka, mikal lo misha godol, mikro shoina achov halaluka. Mimasha noigim achshov, lanes oit halaluka pamshni. We say a second time halaluka. Vishav halu koirin kulon imoy. Onu lameidim takona harishaina. Now we learn a new takona. Misha einai boki. If a person is not a boki, does not have to say halal, or a boki ve'enei goimroi, or a boki who's not interested in saying the whole halal, elasei mechala mikro, dayoi lanais halaluka al kol dover v'dover. It seems after each posik, the shat said the posik, and they said halaluka. Lefichach ichziku achshav b'minik hazeh, lismoich b'halalu avdei Hashem, al hamikro. That means this they didn't say, they said halaluka, then they kept quiet, and then there was a kriya from the shatz, and an ani of halaluka, belanis halaluka. Lodas takona rishoine, that there's an oifen, that the shatz could be moitzi the oilom, with a kriya and an ani of halaluka, v'loitishtaka. Shemuter b'chol halal lismoich olav. So this is a gilui alimud that the whole halal we can rely on the shatz. V'lano is halaluki l'misha'inei boki. Fine. So that was the second thing. let us see, Taisis, Mikanshi, Moya Godel, Mikro, Isa, Eina Machav, Halaluke, Mimas Nisin Shaminola. The Mishnah says you do this, Alamepos, Voilach, Kol Hilchas, Adikala, Mishma, Mimin Hoga, what we can learn out from the Minig. So, Mimela, that was Halal Abde Hashem, and Eimim Halaluke. Who are you, but then they're saying, now everyone's saying together Halal, and then, when it comes to Haidu, who Aimer Haidu Lashem? Hein Aimrim Haidu Lashem. Mikansha Mitzvah Lanais Roshe Prokim. So here we'll learn there's a Mitzvah Lanais Roshe Prokim. It Manami Omar Avchonon Barove Mitzvah Lanais Roshe Prokim. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Who Aimer Haidu? Behein Shoiskin. Now they're quiet, they're listening to say Hoidu, V'acha kach oinim, Mikan sheberoshei prokim, Tzrichen lanois roshei prokim atzmon. Now this is a new limud. The aniye, now we learned that there's a din aniye. If you yaitza with the shatz, there's a din aniye. So, l'chayre, we could be under the impression that the aniye is, you say, you say, halleluka, halleluka, halleluka. So Rashi says that is true, but by the Rosh HaPerek, you say the Rosh HaPerek, and the lady say Halleluka, Halleluka. So Memele, so then now the Anuka Pitl starts from Hoidu. That's a Rosh HaPerek. So Memele, so when he starts the Rosh HaPerek, you say Hoidu. He says Hoidu Hashem Kitoy, and they answer Hoidu Hashem Kitoy. Mikan, let us see Rashi. Sheberoshe prokim, tzrichen lanais roshe prokim atzmon. Vloisagi lei bahaleluke. By the first capital, that was the Rosh HaPerek. Halleluka starts off. Hallel starts off with halleluka. So that's what he said. Halleluka. That's that. It seems that that's a complete sentence. Finished. So they said halleluka. But now the Rosh HaPerek is Hodol Hashem ki toiv. So Mamela, Kilam Khasi, so Mamela. So he says Haidu, and then they say Haidu. To be maskier that when you're Yaitza with the Shatz, that you have to be Aina the Rosh HaPerek. Mikan Sheberoshe Prokim, Tzrichen Lanis, Roshe Prokim Atzma, Bloy Sagi Leiba Halaluka. Umiyu Anan de Gomrinin Kulai. We don't need this because we're not yaitza with the shatz. We say the whole thing ourselves. We wanted that we should remember how the takana rishayna was. So we have to remember that there's an inyan of niyav roshe, of niyav roshe prokim. So they stuck this in by hoidu that we should remember there's a niyav roshe prokim. Let us see Taisa. Mikan shemitzve lanois beroshe aprokim. Perish bekunteritz. Mikan sheberoshe aprokim tzrichen lanois roshe aprokim. Bloisagi lohu bahaleluka. Mashme mitoich perish hakunteritz. Sheberoshe prokim oinim roshe prokim. Bloyoisa. Val kol dovo chutz me roshe prokim, but besides roshe prokim, oinim haleluka. Yeah, on the Rosh HaProkim, you can't say Halleluka, but the rest you say Halleluka, Atshe Yigmer HaSahalo. V'chein Perish B'mas Nisan, Rashi said, on everything used to say Halleluka. B'soy Perik Hashem Loi Mashmochi, D'sanya B'gmore, Keitzad Omri Yisroel Shiro, K'godo Mikra HaSahalo. They said Shiro like we say Halo. V'hein Oinem Achav Rosh HaProkim. So there it says that Aniyu was Rosh HaProkim. Mashme Shemitchilis HaPerik Ad Soifoy Oinei Rosh Perik HaKodobo V'dobo. I says there's no Inyan of Aniyu of Halleluka. By the first capital, so the Rosh HaPerik is Halleluka, so you say Halleluka. The second capital, it starts off with something else. So Hein Oinim Achav Rosh HaProkim. Rein perik shayni, eine reish perik shayni, val kol dover ve dover at soife, ve chen kulam. Ki goin halleluka, that's the perik rishon, betzeis yisrol me mitzrayim, leilonu Hashem leilonu, ahavti kishma Hashem, halos Hashem kol goyim, oidul Hashem ki toi.
So Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. So Taisvis holds that Rashi seems to hold that there's two aniyas. There's aniya be'emtza ha'perik of Halleluka through the whole Hallel. The whole Hallel after each pasuk they said Halleluka, Halleluka. But the Chosh ha'perik, it wasn't maspik Halleluka. They yet to say the Chosh ha'perik. That's Shitas Rashi. And Taisvis says, that no, the Aniyah is Rashi Perik. That's what the Gemara says in Saita. The Gemara says in Saita, Ketz Amma Yisrael Shirik HaGadol Mikra Salavein Oynim Achav Rashi Prokim. I says the only Aniyah is Rashi Prokim. So Memele, there's no two types of, there's no, the first Pasuk is Rashi Prokim, and the second Aniyah is Halleluka. The Aniyah is Rashi Perik. So Memele, the first capital on every Pasuk they said Halleluka, and the second capital they said Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim on each pasuk, and the third parak Leilonu. That's how Taisus is chelik on Rashi. Now there's a problem, which really is not only a problem to Taisus, it's a problem to Rashi also. It's like a problem. Now this halacha that al koponim, you have to answer Rashi Prokim, that Halleluka is only sufficient for the first parak. Or Aliba de Taisus, or Aliba de Rashi, Halukah is only maspik for the Emtza HaProkim, but each Rosh Perik, you have to be oine the Aniyah of this Rosh HaPerik. So Lachayra, why did he start off by Hoidu? So they should make the Simen by Betzeis Yisroh in Mitzrayim. That was the second Rosh Perik. Oine Macha Betzeis Yisroh in Mitzrayim. So Taisus says, "V'shema mitchilas halu at haydu perik echad." Maybe the whole thing was one big perik. Midalei osabim and hagad alilas and ledova at haydu. The beperik rishon abo achav hoyilam lasei simin zay. Should have started the by Taisus oil. So Memele, so that's what Taisus wants to answer. That's a problem according to Rashi. If you have to say the same thing, it's according to Rashi. Uma shenoygim achshav sheshliach tziba oimer shloisha yoimruno batziba oinem al kol echad veechad haydu. Now it seems bezman the Bali Taisvis the tziba did not say afterwards the haydu and yoimruno. The shat said yoimruno and they said haydu. Bleimatzino minig ze b'shas. Mikol mokim nafki mahanach kroy d'shemeya koinet. So Taisvi says, okay, the makir of this minig that me wissen. But kaponim, it's nish gefellich, because we yoitze, the yoimerno, the yoimerno, we yoitze with shemeya koine. So I mean, it's not gefellich. I mean, our halal is a good halal. The shatz is mighty, but the yoimerno, we say haidu. Why it is that way, that me wissen. But we're not losing out, because we yoitze out shemeya koine. Yeah. We'll come back later to this Taisvis. Let us go further in the Gemara. Hu oimer ona Hashem haishiyano, vein oimrim ona Hashem haishiyano. Mikan shim ho yekotn mikro oisoi, oinem achov mashu oimer. Hu oimer ona Hashem atzlichano, vein oimrim ona Hashem atzlichano. Mikan shim bo lichboil kaifo. Let us see Rashi. Hu aimer ona, veim aimer machav ona, vein ze miroshe prokim. This is not miroshe prokim. Beze hirziku liyois simen leiker takon, lemisha soimach al hamikro, shepaomim shetsoich lanis achav al koldovo vedovo. So they wanted to, that if a person is relying on the mikra, sometimes he has to repeat what the mikra said. Kodova dova shuayma, behechi domi. Kemisha yakotn mikra isoi, kadis namba masnisen. So we repeat on Hashem Ishiyana to show that there's a tzir that there could be a mikra, and you have to repeat what he's saying, because he can't be yaitzi with his kriya, because he's a labach yuve. Hu aimer ona Hashem atzlichano, vehein shoimin, v'achakach oinin simin ze. Now, what was the reason for this? Erziku lodas, sheroitze lichbele sahal kaifel. If you want, you can say twice the psukim. There's an inyan, you can be meisiv and dalal to repeat the psukim. K'may shezen nichpal. Because this is nichpal. Shrei shemeya ka'oyne k'dilakamon, ve'elu shoymin, ba'oynim. So there's shoymin, ba'oynim. Harei zu kveila. So memeila, so this is another limud. Harei tse lichpal, yichpal. If you want, you can be kaifal, the psukim in halal. The whole hani mikan de koma rove, mikan le kotten hamikro, mikan shimbo lichpel, lab davke. Napshat is that, that the first one you learn out, mikan le kotten hamikro. From the second one you learn out, shimbo lichpel, kaifo. Do I didn't have me motzil a male of ifra, you could say fakel. Me on a shia no, shimbo lichpel, monats licha no. Lakot Namikra, you could say it differently. Elashminon, the Ikir is what Rav is saying over here, Shaloi Alchinam Hirziku Eilu Shagoimr Mesahalo Lanis Dvorim Halolo, that minig which they repeat these things is not Alchinam, Elakadeilu made mehem Takonis Halolo Shetiknu Neviim Li Yisoil. Now let us see further. Hu aimer borach habo, behein aimrim b'shem Hashem. Mikan l'shemeya ka'oinem. Let us see Rashi. Hu aimer borach habo, behein aimrim b'shem Hashem. Hu b'borach habo, soim chimolov. And borach habo, they don't say. Vein oinim, loy hateves atzmon, v'loi haleluka, mikan nilmad l'she'ene yedeya loy likrois v'loy lanois, im shoma v'kiven libe lishmoya, af al pi sh'loy ono yotzo. Now Rashi explains over here that here's a new aloche that we didn't touch on till now. Till now we knew that there's a mikan nilmad sha'ina yedeya loy likrais v'loy lanais. Till now we knew you could be yaitza with the shots, but it was a din aniya. It was a din aniya. But now he's teaching us that even though there was no aniya, you're also yaitza. Shemeya ke'oine, even though there was no aniya. Now, l'chayre, I just like to be ma'ira something on Teisves, v'achsech mir, that the aniyah of a broche is similar to the aniyah on Hallel. The Rambam in Hilchas Broches says as follows. Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph in Hilchas Broches, Kol Hashemeya Broche, Niskaven Lotzis Bo, Lotzis Bo Yidei Chivosoi, Yotso, Yizhoitze, Fa'af Al Pi Shaloi Ona Omei. So the Rambam says that he's Yotze, even though he didn't answer Omei. The Chol Ho'oine Omei Ache HaMevorech, Hareze Kimevorech. So the Lashon HaRambam would seem that there's a difference between Shemeya Ka'ine, which is Yotzo, he just says Yoyotze. That's the Lashon HaRambam called Shemeya Broch Niskab and Lotze is by Dechevosa Yotzo. He's Yoyotze. Bach Bishloyon Omein. Cholo'in Omein Achim Evoch. Hareza Kim Evoch. So the Rambam weiss the Chos, a person answers Omein. Omein is a askomet to what he's saying. I'm agreeing to what he's saying. So just like I'm saying what he's saying, I'm putting little marks into what he's saying, so it's kimevorech. I'm saying, not I'm yoitze with the brother. I was a mevorech. And here, it's yotze. The goyim in the Chiddushi Agroh and broches, so Taisus has a sofik tachmem heyam et beis, if the aloha of shemeya ka'ina is dafk if you understand the language which is being said. That's called Shemeya Koine. But if I don't understand the language, So Taisvis has suffic if Noshin could be Yaitse by Birchas HaZimon, you might say, they don't know what we're talking about. Taisvis has suffic if they're Yaitse, if they're not Yaitse. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So the Goyin says as follows. As suffic im eina mevinais. This suffic that Taisvis says, if they don't understand if they're Yaitse, if they're not Yaitse, davke im shayskais. That's davke, if they're quiet, the Yaitse with Yana Brocha. So if they don't understand what he's saying, Kotach and Shemeya, maybe Shemeya means not only to hear the sounds, Shemeya means to understand. Avul im heim oimrim mila b'mila. But if they say the words, they also don't know what they're talking about. Oy sha oinim omein, yoitzim bevadai. Then there's no shaila. So the same, the Goyin is saying that they say omein, so they said the words. They don't know what they're saying, this gate is done. Amen is keilu, they said the words. So just like oimrim mila b'mila, isha oinem amen, yoitzim bevada. So fakert, here we have a halacha that, I mean, that's the dik of the loshen of Rashi, who oima v'ein oinin, that's the arichas of Rashi. B'boruch haba saim chinolo, v'ein oinin, there's no aniya over here. They're not saying the words. Which dachsamir, which is equivalent to say the words. So Shemeya Kaine, the Chiddush of Shemeya Kaine is in a case where there was no aniyah. If there's aniyah, that's another parsha. That's not the parsha of Shemeya Kaine. So therefore, Eder Shtikol Ha'oret. Let's go back to Taisvis. Taisvis says, "Umash and loygim achshav sheshliach tziba oim eshloisha yaimruna, vatziba oinin al kol echad veechad oidu lemetzinu minig ze bishaz." Mikol mokim nafki mehanach koy de shemeya koyne. So Taisvis says the yaitza with the yaima and the yaimru al shemeya koyne. L'chayr, according to Taisvis, Taisvis learns that the aniyah is the roshei prokim. So the roshei prokim is oidu. That is the roshei prokim. So why does Taisvis have to say the Yaitz al Shemeya Kaina? This is better than Shemeya Kaina. There's Mamish Ananiya over here. So if there's Ananiya Lachayre, it should be better. So I don't know why Taisvis mentions Shemeya Kaina. One Ha'ore. The second Ha'ore, and this Rashi, Rashi says, Mikan Nilmat, V'she'eine yedeya, loy likreis, v'loy lanois, im shoma, if he heard, v'kiven libay lishmoya, yuzmachaven libay lishmoya, avbish leono yotso. Now what does Rashi mean, v'kiven libay lishmoya? If Rashi would say v'kiven libay yotso, no, look, we know that, you heard, you happen to be yotso, Rashi doesn't say that. Im shama v'kiven libe lishmoya afal pi shaloi onam. There's an interesting machloikis in Mesechtes Brochus and Bachmem Gimel Amad Aleph. There the Gemara says that b'emtza hasude, like this bizman chazal, they used to be maitzi, there was a kviyas, they sat together, they were maitzi with the Brochus. Mel says, "Be'emtza sude, they want to drink wine. Kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzmoi. Each one has to make their own bayah priya gofen, and one is not meitzi the other. So the Mel says, why? Mel says, "Hoyil be'ein beis abliya ponui. Yeah. Hoyil be'ein beis abliya ponui. They're middle of eating, and thus ein beis abliya ponui." So memele, so therefore each one has to make their own bracha. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein leiv hamesubim el hamevorich el aliv loya." Their leiv is not to the mevorich; the leiv is to involve in what they're doing to swallow. Tamid Rabbeinu Yoini brings down Rashi, "Shemitoich sha'oichlim eino mesimim libom." Lebrocha shoyme, they're not mesim leiv to the brocha that he's saying. Lefikach einom yoitzim ba'oisei brocha, because they're not mesim leiv to the brocha he's saying. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is chaylik al Rashi, ve'ein ze nire, she'af al pi she'oichlem yechaylem lishmoya ha'brocha. They could hear the brocha. So l'chayre, there seems to be a machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi spoke about the leit, ve'ein leiv ha'mesubim el ha'mavor, ein mesimim libom lebrocha she'oima, they're not mesim leit, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Shavu b'shech mechem lishmoya abroch." If the Rabbeinu Yonah would say they could be mason lay, Rashi's speaking about the lave, and he's speaking about the ears. Meretach nitzuzam anayv ve'ein zanira shavu b'shech mechem lishmoya abroch. So perhaps, and he'll also be a Rashi. V'kiven liboy lishmoya is machat. V'kiven shesh Rashi says im shama v'kiven liboy lishmoya. And the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings on Rashi Shita, and by Emtza Suda, Yitnu Leiv Lechaven Lishmoya Velotzeis. Also, Lechaven Lishmoya Velotzeis. So my sister said, a Kavona Lishmoya. I think that what Rashi means, you need kiven libay lishmoya. I think Rashi means as follows. If one can hear something unintentionally also, the ears are open so he can hear things. Now, if a person will hear it, Rashi isn't speaking about kavana lotzeis, but if a person will hear a broche unintentionally, so dachser mirashi, that's a misasik. That means he's no intentions to hear what Yonah is saying. No, he hears it. So Rashi, this is a misasik. That means I'm doing something else, and God, I hear what is being said. So you're not yotze if you're a misasik. You have to be mechaven to hear. That's what Rashi says. V'kibe liboy lishmoya. Rashi says shemeya koine. It's not good that you hear the bracha. You have to be mechaven to hear. The hearing is because you want to hear what he has to say. That's what Rashi is saying. Yitnu leiv lechaven lishmoy. That's the lashon of Mishnah Berurah in Kufayin Daled. You should want to hear. And perhaps the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that could be the whole psul of misasik is only by pu'ulis. When I'm doing something, so if it's done, derech misasik is not called I did it. But by hearing, that it could be that's the machloikis. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks on Rashi, Chava bisha oichlim yechaylum lishmoy yahabroch. They could be eating and hearing it at the same time. They don't have to be mechaven lishmoya. Perhaps that's pshat in Rashi. Before we finish this Rashi, is the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Kiveger. There's a Rabbi Kiveger in Broches Daf Chof Amud Beis. That Rabbi Kiveger is a very shvere hagos ashri. We had mentioned yesterday, we'd learned the Gemara, there's a machlokes, there's a shail in the Gemara in Broches, if noshim achayev bebirchas hamozen. The Gemara says, l'mayin afkemine, d'chayv min ha-toyre. So, most of the mayin afkemine, if they could be moitzi anoshim, if they chayv min ha-toyre, they could be moitzi anoshim. They're not chayiv min ha-toyre. They can't be moitzi anoshim. That's what the Gemara says in Brochus. That goes Oshri, the Zerua, say that even though noshim achayiv v'bichas hamozin min ha-toyre, they can't be moitzi anoshim because they're part of a bris for toyre. I mean, the nusach of bichas hamozin, you have to be maske al brischa shechasanta b'vzareinu. And since they're part of a bris for Torah, they can't be meitzi anoshim. So even though min ha-Torah they're mechuyev to bench, but they can't be meitzi anoshim. Frank Rabbi Kiveger doesn't understand. The Gemara in Broche says, l'mayin afkemin if they're chayiv min ha-Torah, they can be meitzi anoshim. And the Agos Oshri says, they're chayiv min ha-Torah, but they can't be meitzi anoshim because they're part of a bris for Torah. So Rabbi Kiveger says, The Gemara is talking about one thing, and the Hagos Oshri is speaking about something else. He says the Gemara klara shaila of the whole birchas hamozin noshin ma mechuyev, and the mechuyev and the whole birchas hamozin. There could be the suffix is the way Taisus says there, because since birchas hamozin needs bris v'teira, noshim are not bris v'teira, so they're mufke from this mitzvah. That's the shaila. That goes Oshri says that Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon. So what does that mean? The Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon. But Amir of Bris Petoire, there's Zichana Mechuyiv in. We're just saying that the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon is not dependent in one who could be Maske of Bris Petoire. But that Zichana, the Zichana Mechuyiv in Bris Petoire. So Memele, so that goes Oshri says as follows. If the Noshim will make a complete Birchas HaMazon, and a person will hear them, a man will hear them, he won't be yotze, because the amira of bris v'teire, the zichanara ba'achiyuvis, she can't be moitzim with bris v'teire. But that what the Gemara says, that if noshim machai b'teire, they could be moitzim, means as follows, they'll be moitzi the whole bench. But when it comes to bris v'teire, they'll stop, he'll say, abrischa shechasamta b'psareinu, and then she'll go by to, that's what the Gos Oshri said. Because Oshri is very innocent. But Al Koponim, we see from Rabbi Kevege, that you have a broche, that part of the broche you yaitza with Shemeya Ka'ime, and part of the broche you say, The Chazaynish is Choylik on Rabbi Kevege. He brings two Gemaras. One Gemara he brings in Shloisha Sheochlu. The Gemara says as follows, that if you had three people and each one knew one broche of Birchas HaMazon, so they can bench. So Reuven will say the first broche, Shimon will say the second broche, Levi say the third broche. So you can bench. You can make each one will be might see the other two with one broche. But if you don't have three people, that means you have four people or five people, and each one knows half a broche, then you can't do such a thing. Because it'll come out, that's a Chazanish Lens Pshat, that half of the broche will be Shemeya Ka'ine. That means if you have two people saying the broche, so one half will be Shemeya Ka'ine, and the other half will be saying. There's no such thing. You can't split a broche in half. That's a Chazanish Lens Pshat. He brings another Gemara, which is more poshut. The other Gemara says that, the Gemara says if a shatz got stuck in the middle of the broche, so another shatz takes over. And where does he start? He starts from the beginning of the broche. Why he starts from the beginning of the broche? You were yoytze shemeh ka'ina till now, so continue. So Vaisachosh, you can't do such a thing, because if the first half of the broche was shemeh ka'ina, so memela, so you can't end the broche by an aniyah mamish. So the Chazanish holds you can't split either the whole thing, there's such a thing as Shemei Koine, but you can't split half. So the Stipler brings down someone who's also mefalpul about the Shaila. So he brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Makar of Shemei Koine, is we split a posik. Baruch Habo b'Shem Hashem. That the Shat said Baruch Habo, and they were, the Oilam was Yoitze with Baruch Habo. And then they said, B'Shem Hashem. So it's half B'Shmiya and half Baniya. So I see she can split a posik. The Stipler also brings a Rayel. Aloch, it's brought down if a person is listening to the Megillah and he missed a word. So it's brought down. He should say the word that he missed. So he didn't say the word. The Megillah, I'm being yoitza with Shemeya Ka'ine. And this I'll say. So I say she could do it. No, the problem is the Chazanish HaTach HaGemore, that would seem not like that. So the Stipler wants to say that the Gemara means as follows. A person can zicha be yoitze half, but Chazal whenever maskim that a half a broche should be said. That means if a person said a complete broche, I could be yoitze with half of this complete broche and say the rest. But a person has to say a complete broche. If the shatz got stuck in the middle of the broche, so he didn't say a complete broche. And that is no din of Shemei Ka'in. That means the din of Shemei Ka'in is if a complete broche, that's a besunder din of broches. If the whole din of Shemei Ka'in is if a complete broche was said, then he can be yaitza with a chelik of this broche, like Rabbi Kevege said. That's how the Stipler wants to fend for the Chazanish's kasha. Agav Urche, it should come out Amu'im de Kechidish, the way Rabbi Kevegir says, let's say, for example, come out that the Eye of a Sofik, if I made a Beirah Priyayitz, I go over to someone, I'm asking, you making a Broche now? He says, yeah, what Broche are you making? I'm making a Beirah Priyadoma. She says, okay, listen, say, Bochav Shemakena Melech Olam, I'll be Yotzev with your Melech Olam, and then I'll say Beire Priyetz, and you'll say Beire Priyadome. I'll be Cheshman, it should come out, according to Rabbi Kevegir, it should be good. Which is Moiradik Mechudishtik, that it should, but Lechere, it should be the same. Now, let us finish Rashi. So Rashi said, in our Gemara we see there's a din of Shemeya Ka'ine. There's a din of Shemeya Ka'ine. V'chein le'mispalalim. V'chein le'mispalalim b'tzibo. Of a person is davening b'tzibo. V'shliach tzibo, he's in the middle of the Shtilu Shmeinese. V'shliach tzibo oima kedusha. The Shatz is saying kedusha. Or Yehei Shmei Rabo. Yishtaku b'tfilosom. So they should keep quiet. V'yishmu b'kavone. They should listen b'kavone. I came from the Kivin Libay Lishmoye. Listen b'kavone. V'rei'ein ka'oinin. So they're oinin. So they said kedusha. Ch'she yigmer ha'kedusha. When the Shatz will finish kedusha. Yarzer l'tfilosom. So another, a practical case of Shemeya Koine, where one cannot be an Oini in the middle of Shemei Nesre, will be Yitzah with the din of Shemeya Koine. V'chein Yosad Rabbi Yudoi Goin Baal Halochis G'daylus. Let us see Taisvis. Hu Oimer Ona Hashem Oishiyano, V'hein Oimrim Ona Hashem Oishiyano. Hu Oimer Ona Hashem Atzlichano, V'av Al Gav Damrinim B'Megillah, Ein mafsikin beposik elo latinoikis. You don't split up a posik in the middle. Ochishani shamru shnei b'nei odom kadisa b'yarvei psochem. Shoma v'loi ono yotza. Mi she'eina yedeya likreis v'loi lanais. Im shoma v'kiven es liboi lishmoya afapish loi ono yotza. V'chein l'mispallim b'tzibu. V'shliach tzibu oima kedusha o yehesh mei rabba mevorach. Yishtaku mitfilosom, v'yishmu. V'reihein ka'oinin. V'sheyigmer kedusha yazlo tfilosom. V'chein yosad rav yudoi goin bahak, in the perish pekuntres. V'koshe, so Taisvus eskan rashi, mehod amrinen perik mishemeisoi, im yochel lahaschil v'ligmer, ad sheleigi eshliach tzibo lekedusha. It says, if a person, they're in the middle of davening now. A person wants to start davening Shemei Nesrei. So it says like this. If he can start and end, actually, yigiyish liyachtzibo likdusha, yispalo. Vim lav lo yispalo. Because if he won't end before kedusha, so it comes that he's going to miss kedusha. V'chein amrinim shom b'moidim. The same thing, if he has time to haparayim moidim, to end before moidim, he should start. If not, he shouldn't start. What's the problem? Much that he has to make sure be able to end Shemei Nesre before Kedusha. Yispalo kedarkoi. L'chshiyagiya shom yishtoik. When they'll be up to Kedusha, he'll keep quiet and he'll be yaitse Kedusha. So why can he start davening whenever he's, why does the Gemara say that he has to be fit, make sure he's finished davening before Kedusha? He doesn't have to finish davening before Kedusha. He'll be yaitse with Kedusha in the middle of Shemei Nesrei. Elevada im hoya shoysik oiso shmi osoi absokas tfilosoi. So Taisu says if he would be shoysik and listen, so then that's called a hefsik in the tefillah. If you consider it shemeya ke'oine, so memela so he's speaking out in the middle of Shemei Nesrei. You can't dance on two chasanas. The tzlach in Mesechtes Brochis wants to be toile, the machloikis Rashi. The tzlach of Chafala from Edbeis wants to be toile, the machloikis Rashi and Taisvis, what together of shemeya ke'oine is. If shemeya ke'oine is, that through listening, it's just like he is saying that the shmiya is a niya, that's the lashon of the stipler, that the listening is, one can speak with his ears, and one can speak with his mouth. About kaponim, aidei shmiya, that what he hears the words is ki'ilo, ono bepid, ki shmeya ke'oine, it's an amire. So if it's considered that he's speaking, so he's mafsik in the middle of Shemei Nesre. That's how Taisvus understood. And the Tzlach says, Amuyim de Kechidish. He says, according to Taisvus, if a person will be misupik, if he said a broche, So he'll tell someone, you know what, you have been saying a broche, be meitzi me with the broche. So he says, if he'll tell me meitzi with the broche, so he'll be able to broche levatola, because Taisus understood that Shemeya ka'ine is ki'ilu, the Shemeya is speaking. And just like it's a hepsik, the middle of Shemeya Esrei, it'll be considered an amira of a broche levatola. Ashenkein Rashi held that the gather of Shemeya ka'ine is I'm yoytze with the amira of the mashmiya. But not sure that I'm saying. That I can be yoytze with his amira. Through listening to him, I can be yoytze with his amira. So Memele, if I'm yaitz with his Amira, so I'm davening Shemin Esrei, but by listening to him, I become yaitz with Amira of the Shas. The Mele, it's not called the Hefsik. So Memele, but Taisa says, Araya, enough in the Gemara, not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, so why is he not permitted to start Shemin Esrei? Mi Shema Afagav the Shemeya, Keoina Mikoma Kaina Ode for Mitzvah Minamov. Taisa says, could be it's not such a Rai Gemurah from the Gemara. Could be Shemeya Keoina is when a person says an Oine is Zichaber, it's a Mitzvah Minamovcha. So Memele, it's Kedai to wait to Davin Shemeya Esre in order to be an Oine Mamish and Kedushin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi Minei Merabchia Barabe. Shoma voloi ono mahu, the shaila, omalohu, chakimaya, vesoifraya, vereshe amo, vederishaya, omru, shoma voloi ono yotso. Itmonami, omarab shimon ben pozi, omarab yeshua ben levi, mishum bar kapore, minayin le shaymeya kaoine, perceive as kol divreya sefer ashakore melech yehude. He didn't even read the sefer. V'aloi shofon koron. Tachsiv aikreyu shofon lifnei hamelech. Elamikan l'shaymeya ke'oine. So we see, so it's the pasuk says that Yeshio koron. Koron melech Yehuda. Like the Gemara v'dulme bosad de kronu shofon koron Yeshio. Maybe he read it over again. So what's the raya? Amarav Ache by Yaakov leisalke daitoch derseiv Yan rach levovcho v'sichna lefnei Hashem b'sham acho. As soon as you heard b'sham acho v'loy b'korecho, you heard and you didn't, you weren't a koyre. Let us see Rashi. Chakimayo kemashmoy b'seifrayim alam deitenoikis asher kor ha-melech b'seifer shemotze chilkiyo ha-koyin mishto yikro b'seifer malochim. Now, we had just mentioned before, Achakire, if the gather of Shemeya Ka'ine is like the Shemeya is an Oimer, or Shemeya Ka'ine is Yaitse with the Dibur of the Mashmiya. It's very schwer to understand. I mean, here the Pasuk says, Asher Koro. The Pasuk calls him a Koire. This Pasuk Zicher is what would seem to be Mashme that, that Shemeya Ka'ine is taki as a din koire. Agav uche, lessons I had a stire in two Mishneh Brures in this shaila, what the gather of Shemeya Ka'ine is. The Mishneh Brure in Hilchos Megillah says as follows, that the broche on the Megillah has to be said standing. So the oilam, when the yaitze with the broche of the balkoire. So since the yaitze al shemeya ka'oine, so they also have to stand. So that's what Mishnah Berurah passes. So when they sang the Megillah, later they can sit down, b'shas kriyas Megillah. But when the broche is being said, the broche has to be said standing, and the yaitze al shemeya ka'oine, so they have to stand. Now this Mishnah Berurah would seem holds that, That the gather of Shemeya Ka'ine is that the Shemeya is saying. I'm saying also. So if you're saying, you have to stand. If he's saying, why do I have to stand? It seems to Mishneh Berurah that the gather of Shemeya Ka'ine is that the Shemeya is saying. So the Shemeya has to stand also. The Bir Aloche in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer brings down one of the Rishonim, I think the Ritzkeyes. One of the Rishonim relates as follows. Maitzoi Shabbos, The Olam was saying Kedusha de Sidra Veinoyim Vata Kodesh. The Olam was sinning, so they didn't want to be matriach the Olam to get up. So the Shatz was Moitzi the Olam with the Broche, and the Mishabur learns that with the Sfira, and he was Moitzi that Moitzoi Shabbos. They're sitting already to matriach Olam to get up. So Memelas, he was mighty them with the broche and with the sphere. Today they shouldn't have to get up. So Mishabu brings a raya that you could be mighty fellow with the sphere. About Kaponim, we see from over here, out the din of Shemeya Kaine, they were sitting. That was, they were yaitzi with the sphere ziches, aloch, it has to be said by me. I'm yaitzi with, he's standing, I'm yaitzi with his amire. So Psalachayrebs, it seems to be a stira between these two Mishnah Brurahs. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Loilei me'inish boruch habo, vohodo b'shem Hashem. There shouldn't be, Rashi says, a neshime between boruch habo b'shem Hashem, elo boruch habo b'shem Hashem badod. What's the Rashi? Loilei me'inish, Mi shein acher mikra oisoi, he's saying the whole thing. Leilema boruch habo v'yanshim bentayim, and give a breath. V'hoda v'shem Hashem. The lois kaima skora milsa dolel. He's saying something like v'shem Hashem. Umerzi kimaitziyoy levatola. Looks like he's saying v'shem Hashem. Something like there's no connection. The neshime is mafsik the dibur harishin and the dibur acher. Yeah. Amarove, then Rav said another member, Leilei me'inish yehei shmei rabo, vahodor mevorach, ala yehei shmei rabo mevorach, badodi. Amalei Rav Safre, Moishe shape ka amrit, it looks good, you think? Vahosom vahoche asuki milsahu, the less lumbo. This is, even though there was an Ashima Bentayim, this is a, they're still connected. This is the Gemara of what he said before, and it doesn't matter that there was an Ashima Bentayim. Moshe Godel Hadir, Shapi Kamet Bitmiye, Kol Asuki Milsa Oil Vakabanosoi Ligma, his intentions are to end, is less Lumbo, so it doesn't matter, Hastis, if, so it doesn't matter if there was a neshima. Let us see Taisvitz. Omar Rove, Leilei Me'inish Boruch Habo, Vahodo B'Shem Hashem. Teima. The Besoif Mitzvah Chalitza Omar Abaye. Hayman de Mikri Chalitza. The person who's Makri the Chalitza, Loi Likri Ledido, Loi Lechude, Ovo Yabmi Lechude. He shouldn't say Loi. Ovo Yabmi. The Mashma Ovo Yabmi. Hello, loyova yabmi bebasachas. Veloy likri ledidei, loy lechudei, vechafasti lekachto. Lechudei, demashtema, chafasti lekachto. Hello, loy chafasti lekachto bepamachas. That's a memra of Abai. Omarove, avsuki milse leslonbo. Avsuki milse leslonbo. What's the chilek? These maps say, it's nothing. So lechere rove is echsaisa. Yesh loyma de lebosor de shama hochi me Rav Safra sovra. After he heard from Rav Safra, so he was mekabel. The Il Zerua in Simen Tzadik Zayin brings down as follows, that a person should not be mafsik between Shemei and Rabo. Period. That he should not do. And he said, but between Rabo and Mevorach, if he was mapsik, it's okay. He brings our Gemara. Our Gemara said that Amar Rav Safra less lumbo. So between Shmei and Rabo, he should not be mapsik. The embassy should be mapsik. Between Rabo and Mevorach, he brings our Gemara, you could be mapsik. So the Mefoshim explained that the Eil Zeruah held like the Machzor Vitri. Taisus and Broches Daf Gimel Amud Aleph brings down a Machzor Vitri. Machzavitri held that Yehei Shmei Rabba is Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabba. And it's a bakoshe that it says in Posik, Yod Al Keisko, Loi Hashem Shalom, Loi Akise Shalom, Tul Mechiyas Hamolik. So this is a tefillah in Abakoshe, Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabba, that we should be zeichet to Mechiyas Hamolik, and Shem Yudkei Rabba, it should become the smaller, it should be the Shem Shalom. Then, Mevorach, Lo'olam, Lo'ol Miyamaya, is Abakoshe Acheres, it's called Lo'olam Habo, it's Abakoshe Acheres. So it would seem that Erzeruah learned Pshat. So we have a very interesting Erzeruah. The Taisus says cloth on the Marzus Vitri that this Abakosh Acheres. Afal Pikein, it seems that even though it is Abakosh Acheres, Rav still held that it should be set together. You have to know Chveish. Mavorach Lolam Lolam Yomai Foto Tachnishkem Pshat. It's thought going on. You have to know what we're speaking about. So on that, Rav said one should not make a neshima, and that we paskin like Rav Safra, that less one bow. But Yehei Shmei Rabba, that this is mamish the that you don't know what it's go. It means it's like the whole sentence Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabba, for some reason that the Zeruah held that does not go into. Into Rav Safra's heter. Rav Safra was only matter between Rabba and Mevorach, which in Yisoid are two different things. Still they have to be connected. But in Shmei and Rabba, that's Mamish the Broche, that Lefi Emes one is not permitted to be Mafsik. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch, so if according to the Eir Zeruah, Shmei in Rabba has to be together because that's the broche. Taisvis is chaylik on the Marzavitri, and Taisvis holds that no, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, that's the broche. Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevorach. So according to Dr. Ramos, according to the Ri who is chaylik on the Marzavitri, just like the Marzavitri also can be mafsik between Shmei and Rabba, so according to Tosh, it can be mafsik between Rabba and Mevorach. That's how the Ramo Paskins and Simon and Vol. So the Meforshim ask, but what do you do with Agamora? Agamora says klonit azoi. I mean, how could the Ramo, the Naki Moshe, be medame? Rabo Mevorach to Shmei and Rabo. Rabo Mevorach, we have enough in the Gemora. That less lonbo. So this kasha they ask on the Ramo.